Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Danny and Dusty.
All right. My rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal. This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash and rock to smithereens.
No, not this rock. This rock happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. Whether it's 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, or youtube.com/1080AM, the fan. Thanks, people. All right, Dan Lanning, he didn't take it to the grave. He took it to his press conference on Monday.
Much of the commentary world has decided.
Oh, no. Quick on the trigger there. I like that.
This time I had it ready.
Hey, there we go. No, Dan Lanning was asked by James Crepia, the Oregonian, about the 12 men on the field, intentional or unintentional, in the waning seconds of the Ohio State game. Remember, 10 seconds to go. Ohio State has one timeout. They're about 10 yards from field goal range. Oregon calls a timeout. They come out, they bring two defensive linemen on, two defensive linemen come off. It looks like confusion is ensuing. They run on a 12th player about a second and a half before the play starts, and it leads to an incompletion, albeit away from where the player they ran on. Here's Dan Lanning and the question and response.
Much of the commentary world has decided and struck you as a genius, Dan, for the 12-man penalty and declared that it was intentional. Was it indeed intentional to induce the throw one-on-one against Jabbar in that spot?
He wasn't one-on-one. We actually had a safety on top. So there was so it's called dog. It's when you play, but he wasn't in extremely tight coverage, but he was in dog coverage where he had safety on top of him. And yeah, there was a timeout before that. We spent an inordinate amount of time on situations. There's some situations that don't show up very often in college football, but this is one that obviously was something that we have worked on. So you can see the result.
Oh, huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting breakdown from Dan Lanning. Now, he was very specific in his wording in that. They look at all the situations. It was coming out of a timeout. Here's where the situation is, like what Lanning felt the need to clarify there, is that they tried to go to Jabbar Muhammad's side, which he was on the opposite sideline from where they brought in what was Dante Manning, and they tried to go to, as the reporter said, a one-on-one coverage. Lanning is saying, well, no, it wasn't. We had a safety over the top, so Jabbar could be, although playing soft, a little bit more aggressive, knowing there was help over the top to prevent a big play. So they had two over one over there, and then they had an additional defender on the other side of the field where that becomes an automatic for Will Howard go away from it because they don't have the numbers over on that side of the field, right?
Sure.
That is, that was the explanation from Dan Lanning.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Look, there is absolutely no harm in embracing the narrative that Oregon's coaching staff deliberately put a 12th man on the field. There is not a negative thing to come with that because everybody right now is extolling the virtues of how genius the Oregon coaching staff is. So why not run with it? I refuse to believe this is intentional. And that's not a shot at Oregon's coaching staff. It's not a shot at Dan Lanning because as a head coach, you cannot micromanage that in that situation. You can't. No head coach can. You might have somebody on the staff who does that for you, and every staff does have somebody and who does that for
that's
you.
That's where that comes from, yeah.
And if you want to say that guy did, go with it. But sure, absolutely.
Well, and that's why I said that we prepare for all those situations and in that. The reactions on the field, whether it was, I believe it was Tysheem Johnson, who just kind of put his head down like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that, or the reactions from the sideline, it didn't seem intentional. But then if you look closely at the one guy who really did not, didn't react, it was Lanning. But then I also kind of in the moment and in the time, I was thinking, well, he's just thinking about the next play because now Ohio State is, you know, 5 to 7 yards from field goal range. Mm-hmm. And with a timeout, they had the whole field open to them. You know, to the premeditated nature of this, this has happened before. Coaches have sure implemented this and used this before. Rick Neuheisel, I know, came out and said yesterday it was used against him one time when he was coaching at UCLA. I mentioned yesterday Tom Coughlin did it as a coach of the New York Jets. I think Buddy Ryan did it as a head coach of the Eagles at times. It's not unprecedented. It's not something that he came up with and pulled out of his hat on his own. I'm surprised that he came forward and was like, yeah, we did that on purpose, right? Like, yeah, sure, it was something that we prepare for. I thought that was going to be one where it's like, yeah, you know, we're not going to talk about that ever.
And that's
again
what makes me believe that they're kind of leaning into it because there's nothing to lose here.
Well, the NCAA, according to Ross Dellinger, the rules committee is now taking a look at the rule itself,
which they saying
that they believe the Big Ten officiating crew went and handled it the correct way.
Based on what the ruling requires.
Yeah. And look, every single team, coach, player in the country, they try to find and exploit every loophole possible, right? Like, as a receiver, yes, you are not supposed to push off and extend your arm, but if your elbow is in and you give him that chicken wing, you can create separation that way. That's within the rules. You run what we call a pick play, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you run a pick play, you look at that guy, you see him, you get in his way, but before you make contact, you better turn your head back and look back at the quarterback just to make sure you can say, I was making a play on the ball. I was just running my route. He just happened to be in the way there. All
these
of these things are every single play an offensive player is holding somewhere, right? It is every player, every coach, every team in the country tries to exploit the loopholes. And I know that there's people that feel like, well, that's unsportsmanlike to intentionally get a penalty like that. It was something that the Oregon Ducks, by Coach Lanning's assessment and what he said, it was something that they looked at and they said, this is the time to use it. And it is such a finite situation to do something like that, that I think it gets passed over a lot. And if you saw Ryan Day's reaction, head coach of Ohio State was like, they got 12, they got 12, they got 12. He was looking for those 5 free yards because they thought it was advantageous for them. It was a big gamble for Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt about it. That is a huge gamble to say, you need 10 yards to get into
field goal range. We're going to give you
half. We're going to give you half and you have a timeout? Like, that is a...
That's one of those things where that...
Ballsy.
If it goes the other way, Lanning is getting crushed for everything he did at UW that didn't work out for him, times 10. Because this was at the end of the game in a situation, and it's going to be... The narrative coming out of it is Dan Lanning doesn't know how to manage big moments. If that blows up in his face.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think...
That's the risk that you take there. And
but I think that is something he's not afraid of and hasn't been afraid
of.
No.
Right?
He continued to do it on fourth down.
Yeah. He's stuck by his guns, for sure.
Yep.
And I think that's inherently who he is. But when you have it back... Look, there's numbers in this reality, and you have to know that when you're going with something on the numbers, things can happen. But you're going to go by the numbers, and if you're going to go by the numbers, you can't go away from it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of analytics. You can't dabble. You have to stay committed to it because it's the whole idea of, like, when you flip a coin, it's a 50% chance that it's heads or tails. But I think most people think that if you flip it, it's just because you got tails one time, it means you have a better chance of getting heads the next time. You could get 50 tails in a row. It does not change the odds. That's the thing is like when you start getting into the actual analytics of things and percentage chances, you have to understand that even if it's something says it went your way, it's going to go your way 9 times out of 10, it could go against you 9 times out of 10 and the numbers could still be right. And that's what I think when you're trying to explain that to fans, whether, you know, it's Oregon fans or college football fans in general, they don't have that fundamental understanding. But if it had gone against Dan, he would have gotten absolutely murdered for it. So, again, which is why I think that owning it and taking ownership of the situation has zero negative effect on them. But it in all reality, it's probably going to be a rule that gets revisited and changed because it should not negatively impact. If at all, the offensive team should have the ability to decline or to accept the runoff.
Yeah, to in that moment say, well, no, we're not gonna go with a 10 second or the 4 seconds
the
that
play.
We lost
yes.
need to be
put back on the clock.
Yes. Yeah, I mean it's.
I mean it could be a situation where let's say they were already 5 yards closer and the penalty got them 5 yards in. Now they're in kicking range. Now they don't want those seconds back.
No,
you know what I mean. No. Like then you go no. You go keep those. We're gonna go ahead and kick the field goal, and there's less time on the clock now. Like you know what I mean. I think that's the situation. Like you need to afford the offensive team that situation.
Yeah. Well, Ohio State didn't because that's not the rule right now, and the Ducks come out with a 32-31 win. I'm surprised he did. I love that he did come out and say it because I think that's outstanding that he came out and was just like. The way he said it was very, very, very...
Particular.
I mean, he chose his words very wisely.
He did not go up there unprepared. Let's go down that path.
Well, he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. Real quick before we go, before you toss the next break, I have confirmation. We will be joined by back-to-back national champion head coach of the University of Connecticut Huskies, Dan Hurley, at 2:30 today.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Hum, babe.
All right. Okay. Well, look at that. That's a big one to have there.
Not
Dan Hurley. He's back-to-back national champ and coach Donovan Klingon. How about that? Maybe you'll see the tie-in there. I think we may talk to him about Donovan Klingon.
Perhaps.
Just a little bit. All right. So that's the Dan Lanning. He said it, but he didn't. Ballsy move
sure.
by the head ball coach
like
of the Oregon Ducks. All right, we roll on your feedback. Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. Next, Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, real quick, because we went along with the Dan Lanning talk, we've got a little bit of feedback on the 12th man on the field thing. But also last night, Lanning did confirm something that a lot of fans, I know in real time, I was confused about it too. The Big Ten did admit that, remember when they had like a 15-yard gain and were called for ineligible man downfield?
Mm-hmm.
They said a receiver was covered up. That was not the case.
Blown
it actually wasn't even close to being an ineligible man downfield. Nobody was covered up. So that's a big call and an admitted whoopsies, my bad.
Oops.
We would have never seen that in the Pac-12.
Yeah, no, nothing to see here. Keep it moving, folks.
Yeah, that was a hell of a football game, though. And it was just a start to finish, a really fun one down in Eugene. Some of the feedback on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. This text says, Jeff Tedford, when he was at Cal, did something similar with a motion penalty to Mike Bellotti at the end of a game and then just ran the clock out. Yeah, like coaches, they do this stuff all the time. It's a cat and mouse game of manipulating the rules into your favor. Remember when the NFL had to close the loophole of taking false start penalties to keep the clock running when Mike Vrabel did it to Bill Belichick at the end of a game, the Titans-Patriots game? Do you remember that? A handful of years ago?
Yes.
These sorts of things happen, and I'm just, and you said it the right way. I'm surprised that there is a guy, and as you said, there's a guy on the staff at all times who that's what they do. Like they
all
are supposed
of,
to be
all of
ready
the scenarios that exist
for this situational stuff.
Yep.
And I'm surprised they just have it. You know, like boom, nope, we're gonna do this. That guy must be, I would love it. I think most people would hate it to watch a football game with that guy, because he would probably just be like, no, this is not what you do, you know, in those late game situations, because there's so many off the wall things that you can do to, whether it's milk time, gain an advantage, whatever it is. It's wild to kind of think of those. And I thought Lanning handled that pretty well with his choice of words in addressing it, because he didn't outright say, yeah, that's exactly what we did. But he said, we go over all the situations. He mentioned what coverage they were in. And then he just said, you know, the results kind of speak for themselves. They got 4 seconds off the clock and no gain on it, but they had to give up 5 yards. It would have been, you know, a 7 or 8 yard gain, maybe, you know. And they did it to the other thing about that, if Ohio State has their 3 receiver set on the other sideline, Oregon can't really do that the way that they did. Like, everything had to work out in the perfect situation where Ohio State created with a trips bunch formation, a little bit more a numbers game, right? It's crazy. All right. Yeah, that's enough on that. We can move on. Turn the page. We're on to Cincinnati, all right?
On to Cincinnati?
On to Cincinnati.
All right. Well, speaking of on to Cincinnati, let's go on to our worst day on the web, where we live in a world now where household appliances can now yell racist slurs at you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we'll get to that in more. But first, the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Unfortunately, this isn't the weirdest tease I've ever had going into worst day on the web. Hackers have hacked into household the robobots, the little vacuum cleaners, the autonomous ones. This one is actually called a D-Bot. An omni-robot vacuum. And apparently they hacked into a bunch of them all across the country and then proceeded to chase pets around the house and yell racist slurs, because apparently they have microphones built in.
So it's basically like your advanced Roomba going in and being all racist and trying to
hunt down your pets.
It's a racist pet-hating
Roomba.
I don't think that's what the bird meant when he said Polly want a cracker.
Yeah. That, Rust, that was good.
Yeah, not too bad.
That was good. I like that. That's very terrifying. I'm going to go ahead and say that that's why I don't have robot cleaners, but... Look, if I could have one, I would. I'd have my Rosie robot.
My parents have one, and my family dogs have been tollers, which they look like foxes on steroids. They have very thick, heavy, like water resistant coats that are red, and so they leave fur everywhere. And it's a pretty big house, and so this thing comes on once a day and basically cleans like the entire house. It's crazy how like, I will say, it's like the size of a large pizza.
Okay.
It's huge.
Big guy.
Yeah. It's like a big, like industrial size Roomba. But it's pretty rad, dude. I used to be against the whole idea of them. Now, after having seen it and how well it works, because it, like, they're to the point now where, again, the trade-off is now Amazon or whatever company you work with that you get it from has the layout of your house.
Right.
Well, that, and just think about it too. It's all great and fine until one of those iRobots rolls over the dog poop on the carpet.
Oh yeah, dude. That's done.
It hasn't done that at my parents' house, but I know people have had that happen, and it just drags it everywhere. There was a Reddit video that showed like the aftermath of that. I think it was dog puke.
I'm not sure which is worse in that situation. Actually,
I mean, I'd much rather clean up the puke.
Really?
Much.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I mean, it's just this like perfectly patterned streak of crap. But I think I'd still rather have that than have one that is, you know, violently racist.
Yeah. And this goes back to, come on, people.
Like, I mean, kids are dumb. We and the thing is, like, the report states that it definitely sounded like teenagers. Like, one guy tried to log his out and log back in, and when he, like, because it was kind of muffled, and then when it did, it became clear that it was a human voice that was coming out and that it was yelling racial slurs.
I wonder
if these ones have cameras and they can see, which would make it even creepier.
Yeah, yes, it would be.
You know?
Like, why would you need a camera on your robot? Well, I mean, the robot has a sensor.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know if it's electrical optical or if it's just sensing, like, things it bumps into. I think there's probably different, like, a sliding scale of these things. Like, the one with the camera is terrifying.
Why do you need a speaker, though, on it?
That's what's weird, right? Like, do you talk to it? Like, the new TV that I have, look, I sold out. It's the Google-enabled TV. And so I just say, hey, Google, and then whatever I want it to do. I don't ever have to use a remote ever again. It's really nice. I didn't think I would be like that. I would care that much about it.
Yeah.
But, hey, Google, load Hulu.
You just made the hey, Google load up on my phone when you said that.
Okay, yeah. But, like, just not, like, whatever you want it to do, it will do. And I would imagine that that's probably why there's, but that would only need a microphone. It wouldn't necessarily be a speaker. I don't know why it has a speaker so it can talk back to you. What was the robot from the Jetsons?
Rosie.
This isn't Rosie. Like, look, if the robot's cleaning my floor, it doesn't need to talk to me. If it's bringing me my food and is asking me about my day, when we get to that level, it can have a microphone.
Are you going to deny your vacuum some sweet, sweet Chuck Mangione while he does his job?
Well, I mean, look, microphone,
yes,
okay.
Jeff.
Speaker, it doesn't need to talk back. You know? That's the thing, is like, it can hear all at once. It could receive all of the input at once. I don't need output from my vacuum cleaner.
I think I'm getting why you have the speaker, though. It's like, say the thing dies or malfunctions, whatever.
But it tells you what's wrong?
No, it can, like, beep to you, right? Like, that's how it sends a signal to where you can find it.
Mm.
Maybe I've fallen,
and I can't get up.
It gets stuck on its side. It
gets life alerted out there to you.
Help! Help me! Help me, Jesus!
Yeah.
I mean, if you could program it to say certain things, now we're having fun.
Yeah, to have a little sassy housekeeper with you.
Yeah.
It's computers.
I mean, considering the sex dolls that are being made overseas, maybe it's probably a good thing that they can't talk back.
Oh, boy.
My wife!
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of that.
Just Borat running around cleaning up your house.
I mean,
cleaning up the Cheerios on the ground is nice.
I will say, like, it doesn't just pick up, like, the little things. Like, it vacuums. It's pretty nuts. Like, when it's done, it goes back to its little home, clicks in, and starts charging again. But, yeah, some kids hacked into it basically by brute force. And the company is now saying that nothing was there. No result of the hack, like, led to any compromised credentials. Although I got caught up in something from one of my banks, and now I get an email probably 3 times a day from somebody claiming that I have a $600 McAfee antivirus charge.
Oh, sweet.
That I need to clarify.
Yeah, those are fun.
And you click on the email address that says, like, you know, Joan Smith, and you click on it, and it's like 87 characters long because it's some auto-generated scammer in India. Yep. It's like... Every time anybody says, like, the police state's going to get you, you're giving up your information. I've mentioned this before. When I crossed over and worked in intelligence in the Air Force, I spent literally an entire day, 8 hours, in a building filling out a background sheet. And I'm not kidding you. It is 2 inches thick. So anything that they want to know about me, they already know. They have, like, it was like, oh, they have your picture. I'm like, yeah, it's called a driver's license and a passport, you dummy.
Uh-huh.
Like, this whole idea of, like, oh, I'm not putting my picture on Twitter. I don't want the government to get it.
They got it already.
You sat and posed for them while you took it.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
And you gave them 3 verifications that your identity.
Yes.
And where you live. Yeah, we've already done that.
But not all of us are as fortunate as Nicole Scherzinger, the Pussycat doll. You guys know who she is?
No.
I am vaguely aware of the existence of such a person.
Complete smoke show. Like, one of the most beautiful women on the face of the planet. Just stunningly beautiful. At a job that I had 10 years ago, I was managing a call center. And I got an order for like $15,000 worth of motorcycle parts, street bike parts, like really high-end exhaust and stuff like that. And when orders are that big, I'm like, my first thought is, that's fraud, it's going to Russia. Like, that's almost always was the case. I'm like, somebody's got somebody's credit card. So I call, and it turns out it's Nicole Scherzinger, and she's ordering, because it said Nicole Scherzinger, and I'm like, man, there's no way that's her. It was her, and she was ordering parts for her boyfriend's bike for her, for his birthday. I'm like, look, I am not trying to do this to sound like a jerk, but I am trying to protect you. Can you do me a favor? I'm going to give you my phone number. Can you just take a picture of your license and screenshot or take it and send it to me real quick? If you do that, I will release the order. Like, no questions asked. She sent me the picture. It is the most insane driver's license photo that has ever existed. It is out of a magazine shoot.
Glamour shot?
Yes. Like, and not like... Like, she clearly, somebody went to the DMV for her and said, here's the photo. And I was just like, this is like, because I mean, like, there, it was professionally done.
She brought her own lighting.
Yes. It was insane. And I was like, part of me wanted to be like, there's no way that this license is real because the photo is just too good. But again, I digress. The government has photos of you. They know where you live. They are listening. Like, we know that now. Like, are we aware of that? Like the government is listening.
They're really bored with my life. They're not finding anything fun.
I mean, basically, I assume it's basically just like a reality show for them, where they just kind of flip through until they find something. I imagine they probably stop like when they get to like the Arkansas area codes pretty often. Like, I bet you that's good. That's good listening.
I don't know. Whoever's monitoring mine is probably just going, why does this guy watch so much Law and Order?
Yeah. All he does is yell, nope, that's not it. He did it.
It is what it is. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know what you'd do with this. I like, of all of the things to hack, maybe I am getting old. Maybe that's what this is. I'm just getting old and I don't know what this is. So there you go. That's our worst day on the web. Coming up next, speaking of getting old, Jerry Jones getting very old and losing it. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Dusty, I don't know if you're aware, if you've seen just how much the Dallas Cowboys have lost in their last four games, or excuse me, how many points they've given up in the last four games at home. Do you know the number?
I saw it over the weekend, but it's an ungodly amount.
167 points in their last four games.
Yeah, dating back to last year's wild card round loss to the Green Bay Packers, correct?
Yes, and that's the thing is, that's 40-plus points per game given up at home, including the epic ass-kicking that the Detroit Lions put on them, giving them the worst home defeat since Jerry Jones bought the team. Well, Jerry Jones went on the home network at 105.3 and in Dallas and absolutely unleashed a fever of hell that we have not seen from Jerry Jones publicly.
Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out if what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay. Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the right?
Yikes.
Well, first off, it literally is their job.
It literally is. And Jerry is the biggest swinging you know what in that city. And he's one of the biggest swinging you-know-whats in the entire NFL. The man has an obscene amount of power. But it absolutely needs, that swinging you-know-what needs to get slammed in a door, and he needs to be told to shut up and check himself. Because that is literally his job. Now, if he wants to go on the Cowboys.com media payroll and go say whatever he wants to say, that's fine. Just because you have a radio deal with somebody does not mean it's state radio. That's not how it's supposed to go.
Like, here's the thing about where what Jerry is saying, too, is that he opened up the door for any and all criticism when he was asked about the decisions. And they on that same show, they asked him, like, is that fair? And he said, yeah, I'm the guy who makes the calls. Remember that? That happened a couple of weeks ago. And they've continued to spiral down, and it's gotten worse. And to threaten the guy's jobs is ridiculous. And he's going to hold this over 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. And he's going to hold this because of the media rights deal that they have as the home of the Cowboys and all this. And it's a ridiculous move because of the fact that, look, he knows the power the Cowboys have. And it is a lot in the city of Dallas, state of Texas, hell, across the country.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's the presumptive brand of the NFL.
But just as Jerry Jones is doing a disservice to the players on his team to criticize them and throw guys under the bus, if that's the case, or the decision makers outside of him in that interview, he doesn't want to do that. It's a disservice to the listeners of that show if they aren't asking him what people want to know and want to get answers from Jerry Jones, who is the most in front, public facing owner in any sport. Full stop. Jerry Jones, owners aren't doing weekly press availability. They're not availability after games. They're not going on radio shows weekly. Jerry Jones puts him out in the public in this in the center of attention.
He's
all the
Vince
time.
McMahon of the NFL. He is consistently using himself to promote his own product.
And so instead of threatening somebody else's job, maybe you don't do these interviews anymore until you can figure it out. Because you're the decision maker. You have said everything that happens with the Cowboys organization starts and stops with you. So if you don't want to answer the questions, then don't answer the questions by not going on all these shows. But the fact of the matter is Jerry Jones loves the spotlight. He loves the attention. And he's loving this attention, too. Good or bad, Jerry Jones thrives off of it.
Yeah, I don't know what he hoped to accomplish with what he said. I genuinely, if it was to look like a senile old loser who's grasping at straws because his team just got absolutely dismantled in front of a massive audience, and every move he has made for the last 5 years has blown up in his face outside of drafting Micah Parsons, maybe that the chickens are coming home to roost and he doesn't like it. I don't know if... Like, in his head, that he was doing the right thing because he's not protecting the brand. He's not protecting the shield. He's not doing his franchise any level of service. I would imagine Cowboys fans in general, even the most diehard Jerry can do no wrong, this is going to be our year, jean shorts, Jordans, and a snapback, they're probably hearing that segment and going, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
You know, is there anything redemptive in that for you?
No.
It sounds like angry old man shakes fist at son.
And it has been constant. It has been overwhelming. The Jerry Jones is in the wrong in this. And he's going to come out and look, one thing Jerry Jones actually does do is he gives the golly gee, aw shucks, I was frustrated apologies pretty well. He actually does those pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And tries to explain himself away. And we are like a 3-2-1 away from that happening. I doubt he goes back on that show, though. He shouldn't go back on that show. If that's how he feels and that's how he acts,
yeah.
He probably
if you can't
be
a professional and go do that, then you shouldn't be around.
No.
So, no. Yeah, I heard that this morning and I just went, there's no way. Shouts to that radio host. I mean, clearly you can hear the fear in his voice because he knows that Jerry Jones might actually be able to get him fired. But, you know, it's a crappy situation. Like, that's,
yep.
You can't do that to somebody like that. That's nasty work.
But this is Bush League.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, it's Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, which means it's time to get the three up, three down, three things we like, three things we didn't, coming out of the NFL weekend that was here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.